But you're just about to be blessed out of your socks. Amen. Turn to somebody, tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to welcome my beautiful wife to come and share the word of the Lord. And after she preaches, hey, go ahead and appreciate her. Oh, yeah. Now, this woman, I honor her. I don't want to say much about her because she doesn't like me talking much about her. But one thing I know is that she is both beautiful outside and inside. Amen? She is glorious, and the Lord, let me tell you, there are things that you get in life and you say, Lord, thank you. You know, I have no words. I can only say thank you. And I thank God for the Lord causing our paths to meet. And 20 years later, we are still loving the Lord together. Amen? That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, listen, after she preaches, we have wonderful, wonderful testimony that I wouldn't want you, any one of you, to miss. So there's going to be somebody, the Lord has done some marvelous things to some of us here, and I would like you to hear this testimony. So it is my delight and my joy to welcome my baby to the microphone and come and bring the word of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. My husband. No, I won't go further. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, we thank God for this time that the Lord has given us. We give praise and glory to God. And I know that the Lord has got a word for each one of us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Why don't we just rise up for just one moment in the presence of the Lord? Israel, just for 1 minute. Amen, amen. Let's sing this song that says, My Jesus, I love you. Just the first verse or so. My Jesus, I love you. I know thou art mine. To thee all my follies of sin I resign. My precious Redeemer, my Savior, thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all my follies of sin I resign. My precious Redeemer, my Savior, art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Oh, if ever, if ever we love you, we bless your mighty name, O God. If ever we love you, Lord, it is now, Lord of glory. We need you, Father, and we ask you, Spirit of the living God, that you shall minister to us in the name of Jesus. I open my mouth, Spirit of the living God, fill me and use me as a vessel of honor to the glory of your name. Minister to your people, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. If we can go to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 5, 16 to 25. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for Pastor. I appreciate you. And I give bless the name of the Lord for you. Amen. Amen. So we go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and attack the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hands? The Lord answered him, go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands. So David went to Baal-perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. So that place was called Baal-perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Praise the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord for his word this morning. We give glory to God because he is a faithful God. And this day the Lord has been giving me a message called the Lord that breaks through. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord that breaks through. There is nothing that is impossible with God. He is the great I am. He is the mighty warrior. He makes way where there is no way. He makes every crooked path straight. He levels every mountain. There is none like unto him. He is sovereign in all his ways. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the upholder of all things. The Bible says that every living creature looks to him for its food at the proper time in the name of Jesus Christ. And even as we have read that verse, I just want us to hold that verse down and just go to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 27, because we are going to look at the life of David even before this situation happened. Praise the name of the Lord. Why don't you ask your neighbor, are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Tell them you look good. Maybe somebody didn't tell them that they look good this morning. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 27, I'm just going to read it as I explain to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that, but David thought to himself, one of these days. So the thing is that as I read this story, it actually, we are talking about David.
The breaker is here. The breaker is here. Glory please to Jesus. Hallelujah. What situation are you in? The breaker is here. The breaker is here. See, when they wanna construct a highway, they don't just bring cheap machinery. They bring what they call a bulldozer. They bring what they call a bulldozer. And the work of a bulldozer is to break fertile ground. Is to break anything that is hard. It is to break anything that is without the limits of a human being. So I hear this day that the Lord is a door breaker. The Lord is a way maker. And he will break through for you in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're going through, but I feel in my spirit that you need to respond to this call. Is there anyone who needs a touch from the Lord? I would like you to walk to this altar. I would like you to walk to this altar right now. You need a miracle. You need an agreement. Hey, listen, I do not do any miracle. I don't even come close to doing any miracle. But the Lord, who is strong in battle, he is willing and ready and able to break it out for you. Just come over here. I don't care what the issue is. Come over here. Is there anybody who needs a touch from the Lord? Make your way up here. You know what? This call is not for everyone. But if you know, if the Spirit of the Lord, if the Spirit of the living God is telling you to come over here, do not sit on that feast, because you know what? You're denying yourself a miracle. You're denying yourself a touch from the Lord. I'd like you to come over here right now in the name of Jesus. Sister Catherine, come here. I'd like you to touch the hands. Agree with them right now in the name of Jesus. Anybody who needs a touch from the Lord, come here. You feel the Spirit of the Lord telling you, you need to go up there. Don't hesitate. Come, because this might be the day that you have been looking forward to. You needed somebody to agree with you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the rest of us who are back there, don't just look around. Open up your mouth and begin to pray. Open that the Lord, the way breaker, Oh yes, the breaker of our situations. The one who gives us breakthrough. The one who leads us is right here in the name of Jesus. I don't care what you have gone through. I don't care what you're experiencing right now. I don't care even how big and how the magnitude of your problem. God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than your questions. God is bigger than whatever you're going through. God is bigger than your financial crisis. Oh, shatebako shandala. In the name of Jesus, the breaker is here. The breaker is here. The breaker in our situation. The breaker in our circumstances. The breaker in the oppression by the devil. He is here to break you through. He is here to cause you to break out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The breaker is at the door. The breaker is in the house. The breaker is in the house. He is in the house. The breaker is willing. The breaker is able. The breaker is ready. Are you willing? Come over here and meet with the breaker. The breaker over your situation. The breaker over the circumstances that you're going through. Oh yes, it could be a family situation. It could be a financial crisis. Oh God Almighty, what is impossible with you? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with you, oh God, nothing shall be impossible. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Open up your mouth. Invite the breaker. Invite the breaker in your situation. Invite the breaker in your circumstances. Invite the breaker in the things that you're going through. Tell him, breakthrough in my situation. Breakthrough in my relationship. Breakthrough in this financial need. Breakthrough in my children's life. Breakthrough in the things that I'm going through right now. Breakthrough in my way, my place of work. Breakthrough, Lord, in this debt that is over surmounting me. In the name of Jesus, I am tired living from paycheck to paycheck. I am tired to see my bank account going south. I am tired to see the deterioration of my children. I am tired to see my relationship deteriorating. I invite you, the breaker. I invite you, the breaker. Breakthrough in my situation. Breakthrough in my life. Breakthrough in whatever circumstances that I'm going through. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you sustain me, oh God of glory. If you lead me, you will sustain me. If you lead me to my vision, you will provide for my vision. In the name of Jesus. I don't care what you've been going through. This might be the day when you needed the Lord to break in your situation, to break in your circumstances, to break in your financials, to break through in your place of work. There are people who are speaking behind your back. There's nothing you can do about it. But when the breaker comes in, they will be silenced. When the breaker storms in their lives, oh my God, I wish somebody knows what I'm talking about. When the breaker comes in, oh God, when the breaker is invited in your situation. Nothing is too hard before the Lord. Nothing is too hard before the Lord. Nothing is too hard before the Lord. Nothing is too hard before, oh my God. Nothing is too hard before you, Lord Jesus. Nothing is too hard before you, mighty King. We give you glory. We honor you, Father. We exalt you. Yes, breaker. The breaker is here. The breaker is here. The breaker, the one who breaks through, the one who gives us breakthrough, the one who gives us breakthrough in our careers, in our places of work, in our businesses, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, may you show up. May you show up, that the Lord may show off. In the name of Jesus. Yes, my God. Yes, my Lord. Lead and guide us in the name of Jesus. There's nothing that is too hard before you. What is impossible before you, God? Oh, my God. I bring everything to a standstill. Oh, yes, because the Lord Almighty, the Lord who is strong in battle, is involved and is breaking through in our situations. In the name of Jesus. I don't care what you've been going through. A lot of people have been talking behind your back. A lot of things have been going south. You don't have a single explanation about what is happening, but call upon the name of the Lord. I dare you to call upon the name of Jesus. I dare you to call upon the name of the Lord. I dare you to call upon the name of the Lord. I dare you to call Abashando. Ayakoshete babosa. Meta boka sheke baboko. Meka la boketa boka nina mando. Mika yato boka shala. In the name of Jesus. Yes, his name is the breaker. His name is breaker. He will break through steel doors. Your situation might be all surrounded by steel doors, but his name is the breaker. He will break through those steel doors. Those doors cannot stand before him because he is the Lord Almighty, because he is all-powerful God. He is the all-knowing God. He is the all-present God. Oh my God. Breakthrough in my situation. Breakthrough in my situation. Breakthrough in my circumstances. Breakthrough, Lord, in the things that I am going through. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 In the name. Come on, everybody. Lift up your mouth. Lift up a shout unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I wish somebody can get a revelation of what God is doing right now. God is opening up doors right now. Oh, I can feel it. God is opening up doors right now. There's some doors that have been closed, doors that have snapped closed, but God is still telling me, I feel a witness in my spirit that God is opening some doors right now. God is opening some opportunities in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of, come on, come on, come on, church. Come on, church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The way maker, the door breaker. He is a door buster by himself. You know, when thugs come into a fortified home, what they do, they come with the door busters. When the United States of America attacks a certain enemy who hides underneath the ground, they have what they call bomb blasters. You know that bomb is so strong, it cannot be, no power can withstand it, and they just unleash just one arsenal to that nation or to their bunker, and it explodes with such a mighty power. Now think about the Lord. The Lord is more than that. What is the situation that you're going through? He will throw a problem buster, and he will come as a problem buster. He will come and kaboom, babapo, shopopo, papopo, sepapola. When you let him in your situation, you have to be willing. You have to be willing to invite him and see him as a door breaker in the name of Jesus. No situation is bigger than the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Stand on your feet right now. I would like you to hold the hand of the person standing next to you. This is serious business, church. We are not playing around here. Hold the hand of the person standing next to you. We want to invoke the name of the Lord in whatever situations that you're going through. In the name of Jesus. Hold the hand of the person standing next to you. In the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful. We are grateful for bringing us into this house that is called by your name. Lord, you have reminded us that you are the Lord strong in battle. What battle is stronger than you? What armies can come against you, Lord? We might be surrounded by enemies. We might be surrounded by some demons. We might be scared right now. We might be fretting. But I know that greater is he that is in us than him that is in the world. And greater is the army that surrounds us than the enemy that surrounds us. Lord, you have reminded us that you are the breaker. The name of the Lord, you are, the other name is the breaker. And let not somebody play around with me, because when I invoke the name of the breaker, they might be playing with more than fire. In the name of Jesus. And right now we invoke the breaker's name, that he will burst into our problems, that he will burst into our circumstances, that he will burst into the situations that we have found ourselves in, and we have found it impossible to get ourselves out. Right now, I invoke the name of the breaker to break into those bunkers, and so that we can be free
in the name of Jesus. Freedom in our finances. Freedom in our marriages. Freedom in our places of work. Freedom in our businesses. Freedom in our children. Freedom in whatever that attaches to us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy angels of the living God, may you begin to minister to you, to the children of God. Right now, minister to their minds. Oh God, may you transform their minds. Cause them to see the reality of God being involved in their lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You demons of hell, you better pack up right now and leave, because you are in danger zone. You are dwelling in very dangerous area. Right now, the voltage of the Lord can hit you anytime. So you better pack up right now and flee and leave the believers in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, of our families, of our children, of our spouses, over the relationships in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we honor your name. We give you the glory and honor. There's no one who is stronger than the Lord. We praise you, Father, and we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Come on, shout a big amen. Shout like the Lord has done it for you. Come on, open up your mouth and shout. Open up your mouth and shout. Open up your mouth and shout to the Lord. Open up your mouth and shout. Yay! In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallujah, amen. Don't, hey, no, why are you sitting down? Don't sit down. We want to sing this song. I feel in my spirit, we used to sing. Ameni tendeya, ameni tendeya, ameni. Carlos, where are you? Ameni tendeya, Emmanueli, ameni tendeya, aye, Emmanueli. Okay, listen, listen. We want to sing this song in a style, okay? So that the devil will be mad. Let me tell you, if God can open up your spiritual eyes and see what is right now happening, he is cutting. Eh? Namakasi, I can see some pair of scissors cutting and disconnecting. Things that are holding your finances, things that are holding your relationship, things that are holding things that you're going through right now. And as you sing this song, Ameni Tendeya, sing with a swagger. You know a swagger? With a swagger to tell the devil, what you thought that you had done for me, you see, dust has begun to experience dust. Okay. Ameni tendeya. Ameni tendeya. Oh, Emmanueli. Amen. Oh, Emmanueli. Oh, ameni tendeya. Oh, ameni tendeya. Emmanueli. Ameni tendeya. Oh, Emmanuel, amen. Oh, na mina musifu. Oh, na mina musifu. Emmanuel, na mina musifu. Oh, Emmanuel, na mina. Na mina mwinua. Na mina mwinua. Hey, Emmanuel, na mina mwinu. Hey, Emmanuel, na mina. Kelele kwa Yesu. Kelele kwa Yesu. Oh, Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to Jesus. Was that not something bad? Gosh, you can have your seats now. Man, thank you, baby. The name of the Lord, he is the breaker. Let me tell you, the devil is not going to joke with me again. And when he comes around to play around with you, invoke the name of the breaker. Tell him, my name, the name of my Lord is also breaker. So any situation that you're going through, I invoke the breaker in this situation. And you will come snipping and cutting everything. Everything that is sneaking around you, behind your back and behind your mind. Tell the Lord, I belong to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is strong and mighty. He is strong in battle. If the Lord is on our side,
who can be against us? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to acknowledge those that are with the first time for them to be with us. I'd like to lift your hand up. I'd like you to stand up on your feet, and I would like you to greet us. Before, maybe I'd like to introduce my friends. I have some new friends that I happened to meet last week, and let me tell you, we spent some time together yesterday. We were somewhere, we were working on some things, and it was just a nice experience to meet Zoe. His name is Lorenzo, but he goes by Zoe, and I met another gentleman called Roy. I'd like them to stand on their feet, come here. These are my guests, so I mean, you could excuse me, so that they can come here and greet us. Can you appreciate them in the house? Amen. Come on, tell them something, Roy. Yes, you can.
Well, I met this man through a friend of mine. And he asked me if I wanted some work. And I said, sure.
And he had church today, too. And he said he didn't know God that well, but he know God enough to come to church.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Lorenzo. I'm from Chicago. I lived in Dallas for 15 years, and I'm glad to meet Pastor Tony. That's one of the blessings from God right there. You can feel a man's spirit when it runs through you. You know what I mean? And you know good people when you know good people. I'm glad to meet everyone in here, but I'm really glad to meet Pastor Tony in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we got another friend.
Well, I would essentially just echo everything he just said. I had no plans to be here. I was supposed to be working, Tony. Yeah, I was supposed to be working. And situations brought me here. But I met Tony last March, and I just moved to Dallas from Chicago. And I came here for opportunity, and I thought I was working with that opportunity. But that wasn't it. It wasn't until I met Tony that the opportunity became. And I've never met a man like this before in my life. No, Tony. Every time I describe this man to people,
Lord has done for you.
Okay. I want to be with you.
Okay, you want to be with me.
Good morning, church. God is good all the time. My name is Emma Kahoya, and I'm saved, and God is my Lord Savior. So today I'm gonna go back to Kenya and speak in Kikuyu. So okay. Pastor Tony gonna tell you what I'm gonna say, okay?
Okay.
Gaini mwega.
The Lord is good.
All the time. Niende gatho ngumucokeria.
I want to say thank you to the Lord.
Niuria ngai ajikite.
Because of what the Lord has done.
Noria kuria ndutete.
And for where he has taken me from.
Ndigoka kurunga mabere yanyu.
I said I would come to stand before you.
Ngaruga mabere yanyu riria ngai gwa nitirahota kwaria.
I will stand before you and tell you what the Lord has done for me
when the time has come.
And that's why I'm standing before you.
Ngimucokageria gatho.
Telling you thank you. Because of the way you prayed for me and where the Lord has taken me from, he was able to give me the water of life and he took me to the green pastures.
And
that's why this morning I'm before you. May the Lord be praised. Thank you for all of you who came to see me when I was sick. And even those who are not able to come, I would like to say thank you.
Thank you, Sister Catherine.
Thank you, Sister Kate.
Thank you, Pastor Tony.
Thank you, Pastor Tony. When I was in Kenya, I was communicating with
her. And I was very pleased.
And I was happy.
So nego inarwebo ruage kuyo.
I'll sing a Kikuyu song.
Dainagati kuria mushi na dirai waro joketi emoyo.
I used to sing this song when I was in Kenya, but every time I sing it. And anybody who knows this song can come and join me. So I would like to go back to my homeland.
Thank you so much.
And I would like to say thank you to my family. Because they were on my side, nobody thought I would survive. But the Lord's hand was upon the doctors. And he said, my work is incomplete. And that's why I stand here before you, giving the praise to the Lord. Because God is good. And God is faithful. And let us join together when we find these things and we pray for each other.
Thank you so much.
May the Lord be praised.
Okay,
she will sing.
Adware adigu na holeri Begoro jega siyo ireda Nemesia oitarieta jabio Take my way. Ore amara dimeto ne horo wa mama na yo arekirada rerada gadu mega dira dado de makare kenera o digohana tai turere na bura. Yare kia kura anavio de natu mode. Mora giro makero era e goro ya digu na horeri. Iti gata dio o digu neu damaki. Wa kwe hoke ka are are amare udo na udigu. Na ne madu inyoro wa mai roho gire meta goiduke. Na ne te me omo ni ke meta go meiga. Na ne kalima oge wado wa goro siao. Me ni nagana gomba gakwa. Me siria mao magaduka.
O tamanya mo goro siao ikarira.
Go kirano kiradimo kia onigi. Riri aroma la dimire, nai gaire ria makagaya. Hare Jehova, ni marakara mahyo. Ona kerumi motoria wa
biron moadani.
Geti nai ne are uhono kio, ne ho ema ema guedaba. Me ya madire, o nigu neu damaki. Wakwe hokeka.
Mwadhani ya gosho. Amen. Can you appreciate our mama? For some of you may not have known that Sister Emma was so sick, like around It was around December. No, is it December? January and February. And most of you prayed for her. And the Lord honored your prayer. And he personally brought her back to life. Isn't it God good? Amen. I have a family that is a friend of mine. Now, this brother, we used to live with him in Nakuru. And recently, he had a tragedy. He had to travel to Kenya. And he lost his sitter. Now, his wife looks exactly, you'd think, is a twin sister to my cousin. And so I call her Kazo. And the husband said, it is okay, I can call her Kazo. You know, Kazo for cousin. So I'd like Brother Humphrey to stand up with your family. Just greet us. Let us know, you know, you had a good trip back to Kenya.
Praise the Lord. My name is Humphrey, and this is my wife. And this is Rehema. And this, that is Neema, our firstborn. I came from Kenya just the other day. That was on Tuesday. I had lost a sister. We went for a burial at a place called Gilgil. That is just before Nakuru. We had a good time. In fact, you know, it was like a celebration because she knew the Lord and people spoke well of her. She had helped so many people. She touched many people's life. And it was not a sad moment. We actually, you wouldn't think it was a burial ceremony. Yeah, everybody was happy. And we just want to thank God for taking us to Kenya and, you know, bringing me back to Kenya. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Do you want to say something, Kazo?
Bwana asifiwe. I'm happy to be home to my Kazo's place. I don't have any relative in Dallas, so I'm blessed to have my cousin around.
Yeah, there you go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Love you, family. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see you in the presence of the Lord. Sister Catherine, come over here with Mama Shiro. Where's Mama today? She went to Ulysses? Okay, now you need to hear this testimony. And she's going to make it very short. But I met this
mama's time went to minister somewhere. This is Sabina or Mama Shiro, and this is Mama Sabrina or
Zarina.
Sorry, I keep on calling her Sabrina.
I met with them
one time. I went to minister to a funeral service. You know, Sabina lost her daughter, and let me tell you, I didn't know that much later our meeting at that time would lead even to greater things and experiences in the Lord. Anyway, I don't want to preempt what the Lord has done for you, Catherine, so I'd like to give you the microphone. Give this testimony, and I know you're gonna tell us something.
Praise God. I met Pastor Tony when he came to Sabina's house when she lost her daughter, and he was very good at the preaching, and he gave very good examples. So I said we'll come back to tell him thank you and to listen to his sermons. But I didn't know that coming here will lead to more miracles in our lives. So I have had this mountain in my life that I had been fighting, and I kept dreaming. So it was becoming tougher, and I kept dreaming with Sister Catherine a lot. So I decided, I think I need to tell her what's going on in my life. So when I opened up to her, Pastor Tony and Sister Catherine were very, very welcoming. They didn't question me what was why this, why that. They joined us in prayers and fasted with me and the whole family, and they were very, very supportive. And I had so much battle with my, I had a lawyer, and I had so much battle, and I wanted to fire my lawyer, but it wasn't enough time for me to fire him. So I said, I'm just going to go to the court believing God that he's going to fight for me. It's not the lawyer, it's the Lord. So when I went to the court, not even having to rely on the lawyer, I saw miracle happened to me, and God gave me courage. I was able to fight for my myself through the Lord, and what I want to say is God is everything. You can have the best lawyer, but God is everything. And God will fight for your battles. And I was struggling with feeling like I make adequate income, and I was feeling like I'm laboring in vain. But that day I got a verse. I don't remember the verse, but it told me that I'm not going to labor in vain again. And that's the end of it. And everything that has been stolen by the enemy from me, I'm going to get it back. And Pastor, you encouraged me by telling me everything I've lost, I'm going to get it double and more and more. And guys, thank you so much for your prayers. Sorry. Thank you so much for your prayers and for your support. And may you be blessed and more than you can imagine. Yeah. And thank you, everybody, for your prayers and support. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank the pastor and the entire church for your support, because the time my sister was in crisis, the same time our pastors had traveled home because they lost their relatives, and so we are stranded. But I told Catherine, let us believe in the Lord. And then she told me, Sabina, I dream with Catherine. This is Pastor Catherine. Let's go and maybe... Maybe God will help us through her. So when we came here, God has done miracles, because at the time my sister told me the lawyer was not working with her. So we told her not to trust in man, but to trust in God. And we saw God working through the judges, through the lawyers. And I told her. That whatever the enemy has stolen is going to be returned. Because even after that, the enemy kept on troubling her. And at that time, I remembered the story of Israel when they came from the land of Egypt. When they reached the Red Sea, the chariots of the pharaohs, they came running after the Israel. And God and Moses asked God, what shall we do? And Moses and God told Moses, Weka kijiti kwa nini? He told Moses to put the stick in the water. And God made a way. And so the Pharaoh said, okay, let us continue running after them. But they didn't know that the door God has opened is not for the enemy. Is for you and for you alone. So I want to encourage you, even my sister, even myself, that the door that God has opened for you is not for the, because the enemy may try to tell you, oh, nothing will work out, you won't make it. But know that the door that God has opened, it is for you and for you alone. And also I pray that God may bless this ministry, that you may prosper more and more and more. Because God has said, whoever refreshes others shall be refreshed. So my prayer unto you, the prayer for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Tony, all those who have refreshed since the time you knew the Lord, may God Almighty, may the God of Joshua, may the God of Elijah, may the God of Abraham refresh you more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. My prayer to you is that you may prosper, not prosper just in Farmers Branch, may prosper from nation to nation, because it's not you didn't do for the sake of your own glory. You didn't do that to may pay you some money. No, what you did, it is only God to reward you. So may God reward you in the name of Jesus Christ. May God arise the flow of God. I know God is going to do it. I know God is going to overflow this church. I know, I declare the name of Jesus, the God Almighty is not the God of limitation. My prayer to you, Pastor Tony and the entire church, that God may release the people in the church, that this church may overflow with people in the name of Jesus Christ. The God we serve is not the God of barrenness. It's not the God of miscarriages. It's a God of overflow. And may the power of God change this church in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God change the family, these families in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God, God Almighty, You didn't bring Pastor Kathleen and Pastor Tony to preach to these empty chairs. I say no more empty chairs in this church in the name of Jesus Christ. I command whatever the members of this church are, I command them this church in the name of Jesus Christ. May the God Almighty, may the angels of God, may the angels of God bring the members of this church in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God control this church in the name of Jesus Christ. When the power of God takes control, everything changes. And may the power of God change this church in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God change this church in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God take control in the name of Jesus Christ. It is by the power of God that Samson fought the lion. It is by the power of God David fought Goliath. And may the power of God change this church in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God change this church. God Almighty, I speak by your authority. Change the church. Change the church. I speak to the entire church. God Almighty, you are the God of Elijah. You are the God Almighty. Let your purpose be accomplished by your servants in the name of Jesus Christ. The God who stopped the sun and the moon until Joshua for the armies. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your purpose be accomplished in this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, we worship you and glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, God, for your deeds, Lord. In Jesus' name, believe. Amen.
You know, let me tell you, I met Sabina. And this woman of God is just a firebrand. She just begins to testify like that, and she goes and she begins to prophesy. Praise the Lord. I wish you guys know, I thank God,
Sister Catherine was not able to reveal everything because some of those things are very private. But I wish you know what was going on. Everything was laid down against her. The plan, sometimes the devil is planning against you. Some things he wants to steal, even the very things that are very close to you. And let me tell you, we stood in the name of Jehovah, me and a few of us, and we held our hands together and we believed God. And let me tell you, there were some times we would hear reports that like things were not working. But in the final day, Sister Catherine, you know what happened? God came through for her. And she fulfilled the desires of her heart. That is the God that we serve. That is the God that we serve. Amen. May the Lord be praised. So I hope you guys will come again. Sister Sabina, I would like you to stand on this pulpit one of these fine days and come and minister the word of the Lord. I feel in my spirit about that. And I told you. Hannah, come here real quick. Come. Can you appreciate Sister Hannah? Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God, church. This Sunday cannot get any better. Mom, thank you for that word. It was mine. If you didn't, like Pastor Julia says, take what was yours and run with it. Actually, don't run with it. Walk slowly, marinate in it, and we are blessed. Thank you, Sabina. I know we've talked, but I didn't know your testimony. We've been blessed by your testimonies. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. We thank God for this church. There's nowhere like ECC. But I'm not here to give a testimony. I'm blessed beyond measure. But I know God is doing a new thing in this church and in this church family members. I'm here because who prayed for this church to expand?
Yes, we
prayed. Yeah? And God is doing exactly that. I'm here to say we have plenty of baby showers coming up. Our church is growing. Our future church is just being prepared. So save these two dates for now. April 11, put it on your calendars. We have Betty and Will baby shower. And then May 16, yes. Christine, May 16, please put it on your calendars. I don't want to hear you didn't know. I don't want to hear you didn't get an off day. So you have a month to tell your managers. April, yes. April 11, May 16, save the date. Ladies, if you haven't signed up to cook, we have a WhatsApp group, and I think most of you are in it. If I haven't heard your name, please come see me, Felista or Sister Fine. Sign up. Let us welcome those babies. It's easy style. Yeah? And we have more coming.
Okay,
more baby showers coming. Okay. Yeah, so be prepared. Oh, yeah, it's not a surprise, but I think let's just do two at a time,
two at a time.
Yeah, we have more coming. Thank you.
We are growing, praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. The Lord is at work. Hallelujah. Sister Michelle, can you stand on your feet and wave to us? We have missed you. Where have you been? Okay. Praise the Lord. We appreciate you. The Lord bless you. Amen. We want to give to the Lord. Please, let's give to the Lord. And we want to appreciate every one of you that has committed themselves to give towards the tithes and offerings. You know, this church, we are grateful to the Lord because we are indebted to none. Amen. We are debt free, and you know, and it's just because of your faithfulness. So let us continue to be faithful to the Lord. And I know Pastor Julius has been reminding us, if you don't have come with a check, we have an electronic way. Like today, I also forgot my checkbook, and I'm going to see Sister Lorraine. Sister Lorraine, can you wave back at us? She is the beautiful lady at the booth. If you didn't come with your check, you came with your debit card, you can go there, and she can run $1,000 for us, and that would really do, if you can run $1,000 today for us, that would really, really be a blessing. But anyway, what you pay, you give what the Lord has put in your heart. Amen? And so we want to give to the Lord. Amen? Did you have something to say?
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just telling the ladies, we have a ladies' meeting this Saturday. Please come. Come and get blessed. We have a guest speaker. And come, let's just join together and just celebrate the goodness of God this Saturday from 2 to 4. God bless you.
And we have the favored daughters of the King. Praise the Lord. And you have seen these flyers. They are on there. And this meeting is going to be on the 21st of March. Please, if you have not paid, the registration is $45. So we would like all the women in this church to have no reason to not attend this meeting. So the registration is $45. You can see Sister Charity. Sister Charity, can you wave back your hand? You can see how she'll come to you. Actually, if you don't see her, she'll come to you. So let us continue telling other people about this conference. It's going to be powerful. It's a one-day conference. And they have Prophetess Mwaka will be ministering. And I have there will be Reverend Ruth Ngige all the way from Alabama. She'll also be ministering in that conference. Amen. For more information, pick up this flyer, or you can see Sister Charity, and she's going to give you more information. Lift up your envelopes to the Lord. If you don't have your envelope or you're planning to pay by electronic way, just lift up your hand, and we are going to pronounce a blessing to the offerings today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so honored, even for the time that you have provided to us, an opportunity to be in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, even for the offerings that we hold in our hands. I pray even for the tithes, Lord. You've said that the tithe belongs to the Lord. And that, Father God, as we pay, as we give our offerings, I pronounce a multiplication of that seed in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, your people, as they give towards the work of the ministry, my Father, that they are planting on a fertile ground. I pray that even as they give, Lord, they're giving, they will give with an expectant heart to receive 100% return in the name of Jesus. May you multiply their businesses. May you give them promotions in their places of work. Lord, rebuke the devourer on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as we obey you in this area, as we give towards our building, we thank you because thus far, Lord, you're coming through for us. Thank you, Lord, even for those of us, those among us who are working hard even to meet their obligations in the name of Jesus. Lord, we shall sow greatly even to the work of the ministry. For we know that when we are sowing it, we are not sowing it to any man or to any building or to any entity here on earth. But we are sowing to you, Jehovah, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May you bless your people as they give this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And all of us say amen. Amen. So please come and give to the Lord. And this, the envelope on the side here, as you can see, is the building. You give your building fund for those who are giving today. And the The basket on my left is where we give our offerings and our tithes. Amen. As Israel gives us a number. All stand on our feet as we close our meeting today. If you can, just hold the hand of the person standing next to you. Father, in the name of Jesus.